Blog Talk Radio.
So this twin you could now move to 8.
You
Then I go to my mother. Turn right to you. You love like man or a fiend. I said, I said, relay to Muhammad and Rasulullah. We only bear witness and we testify there's no God but one God. And his proper name is Allah. He is the creator of his creation. And we only bear witness that he has sent us messages and prophets. He has sent us the last prophet, and that last prophet name is Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah. He is the seal of the prophets, meaning there's no more prophet to come. He is the final one to humanity from books that God has given the world. Jesus spoke about him coming to lead us in all truth. He said one will come after him. This in the Bible. I think in Matthew that said that Jesus stated that there was one coming after him, and this one that comes after him was going to lead us in all truth. So he took himself out of the picture of bringing all truth. He knew that they were probably going to lie on him, and that's exactly what they did. But he said the one will come lead us in all truth, meaning that one will come will not be lied on like they did him. So we say all praise to Allah, one God, one creator of this earth that we live on. And we all on this earth to be tested. And it's a big test to pass the lies that Satan has put on the world, that nobody is any good, and white people and black people and yellow people. All this is a scheme of Satan to divide and conquer the world. And this world we see is divided and is conquered by Satan. And it will never be free, a free world, a world of human beings being totally free, as long as that lie is up in the world as God got a son. His only begotten son. And his only begotten son chose to die for all our sins. And this has been another lie. And if he died for our sin, he's going to come back and do something for us that we are not able to do for ourselves. ourselves and then to save ourselves. So all praise due to us. Okay, we got a guest who want to come on. Rocky Bashir from Decatur, Georgia. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. How the brother?
Alhamdulillah. Well, you on the radio station. You got something you want to share with us?
Alhamdulillah. All praises and thanks and glorify goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are the servants of our Lord, and to serve our Lord, we have to understand why our Lord, our Maker, created us, and why did He put us on this earth? And what is the order that He wanted us to establish while we're upon His earth? And many of us have orders, and we see the way that the order of the world, you know, chaos is chaos. Chaos, the order of the world is corruption, corrupted. And we see the massive great countries have threatened each other for their nuclear bombs, over egotistic mentality of unrighteous order, unrighteous behavior, unrighteous life. And the consequences is the innocent, as it always is with war. The studying of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the order that Allah had gave him to give to us have to be first established and practiced with the ones who are a part of His order, the ones who understand, not know, understand what they know, and not just to understand but to practice. Men have to see men changing. Men have to see men reforming themselves to become better men. That's how we learn. We're hands-on people. We learn from the mind, what we see, how we feel and touch. That's how we learn as men. But this order had to be accepted as the way that Allah has gave it to us, and it had to be accepted in society. We are not the believer, meaning the one who believes in Almighty. We call him Allah, Almighty, the one who believes in his books, the gospel, the Quran, the Torah, believe in his books, the Injil, believe in his prophets, his angels, the angels and his prophets. This is an order. This is an order to confirm righteousness upon ourselves. But this is the order that the world needs. This is the order that the individual life of the individual African-American in America needs. This is the order that the Japanese need, the individual Japanese in Japan, the individual Chinese need in China, the individual Russia need in Russia, Ukraine. This is the order that's been established. Not by men, not by Muhammad, alayhi salam. His natural order, his natural way was to glorify and praise the giver of life. But it still was not his order. It was the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah gave it to him because his natural order understood the life cycles of his connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lord and Cherisher, sustainer of all worlds, all systems of knowledge, started to take place. It took place in the darkness. not a physical darkness, but a darkness that was opposed towards spirituality and law. And we see the world has went back into these stages of darkness, out of this order, out of this order. That the ones who understood have failed to dominate and to utilize the world for the sake of humanitarian rights. That we have failed. We have failed. Rasulullah have given us his order so that we can utilize it for all humans and respect the same respect that Rasulullah gave by different religions and different men and women. Different men and women. But this order was confined by Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The prayers that the Muslims prayed did not come from Muhammad, alayhi salam. The forgiveness does not come from Muhammad, alayhi salam. The word of Allah does not come from Prophet Muhammad. May peace and blessing be upon him. The mercy out of Allah is that this order of Muhammad, the messenger, may peace and blessing be upon him. Allah gave him and chose him to have a mercy for all the worlds. And the worlds are not receiving a mercy because we, as the ones who understand the word of God, the word of Allah, are not doing our jobs. We have become inferior to everyone else's superiority-ness. Everywhere else is superiority. In Islamic countries, even in America, even in the great America. But the world is crying out. The news is crying out. The mothers, the fathers, the children, the sisters, the brothers. Everyone's crying out for this order. Everyone wants to live in a safe environment. Everyone wants to be safe. Everybody wants schooling for their children. Good education. Because the thinker knows with education comes a better purpose into society, in the individual life, in that community, and in society. It does not prevail ignorance amongst men. It prevails intelligence. Intelligence. But certain orders have set up an order on masses of society. Masses of society. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was against it. He was against it. If it was not in the order to confine humanitarian rights, it oppressed it. It hurt the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It hurt him. He wanted to, his heart was so firm of belief. His heart was so firm of, and this is the prophet that Allah sent us, dear brothers and sisters, 1,400 years, 2,000 years after Christ, from Saudi Arabia. His heart was so confined towards humanitarian rights that if he was amongst us today, which he is in spirit, that a lot of us would turn our backs on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam because we're not utilizing the order that he has given us. He left us two things, dear brothers and sisters. He said he left us the word of Allah. Allah chose him to give it to us, and his sunnah. His sunnah to build society, to build economics, to build righteous men and women, and to destroy evil. Destroy the evil. That's why we're here besides to worship Allah. Allah says we're here to worship Allah. But we want a community, and we want, I'm pretty sure, we want an America that's not filled with violence. I'm pretty sure. And the only way that America's not going to be filled with violence is that someone who understands, the ones who understand the word of Allah, the sunnah of Rasulullah, have to produce what they're teaching, have to be taught. have to be in one ear and in the other ear. Because we know that the enemy, not of Allah, dear brothers and sisters, but the enemy of the righteous is Shaitan. And we know that Shaitan have a plan for us. And we know that Shaitan have a plan for our children. And we know that Allah, as he says to us in the Quran, that he is the best of planners. He's the best of planners. But we have to do more, dear brothers and sisters. We have to do more to establish this order that Allah have left us. The halal foods, how we eat. And for Christians who understand the same language, Christ is not here to change the law, but fulfill the law. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fulfilled the last of the law that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put upon this earth. If we understand Jews, if you understand this language of righteousness. But this language of righteousness is not just for someone who understands la ilaha illallah. This language of righteousness is for the corrupted. It's for the ones who, the men and women have went back into the darkness. It's for them. Because we already have been saved. You saved yourself. We saved ourselves. We use, and Allah saved us first. And Allah gave us the accountability for us to save ourselves. So a lot of us did. But we did it together. We did it unified. We did it so that Shayateen or his army, or any Shayateen in his spirit can divide us. Our force was so powerful that the strength of the Shayateen ran from the believers. We have to see it. It has to begin. And we have to do it again. Again. There's no community. And two, we understand that the individual in the community is that one soul that Allah have given that rah into that body that Allah produced. It's taken care of. Then we can be concentrated on the community. Each and every last one of the individuals. Why? The Quran speaks of individual life. It don't speak of community life. It speaks to the individual. Read it. Iqra rabbika ayla. Proclaim, read in the name of your Lord. And for those who don't know what a Quran is, it's the last recital. It's the word of Almighty. That is his last words that he have gave to Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him. And two, our communities are understand the word of Allah to help the individual person, to liberate them, to help them, to free them. Then our communities will be strong and we can fight more evil together, because that's what it's about fighting evil. Once you understand that Allah is your Lord, and once you understand that Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him, is the last prophet, and you understand that, then it's your duty to fight Shaitan. And we know that the worst is a fight, dear brothers and sisters, is not anyone besides ourselves. That's the worst fight, is ourselves. And once we contain that and contain our jinns and our emotions, before we become emotional roller coasters, then we can help someone else do it. But as long as Shaitan comes to us and tells us to divide ourselves, to separate ourselves from the Ummah, because you're a Tia Jani, or you're Imam Muhammad, or you're Imam Jamil, are you another imam community, or a Tiajani, or would it always take time whispers in our ear just a little bit to divide ourselves from our ummah? Then we follow Shaitan. We follow Shaitan. Our strength anywhere in the world is unification, unity. That's our strength. That's our numbers. That's our math. That's our economics. That's our food. That's our water. That's our clothing. That's our shelter. That's us. As a people. As a people. And to be liberated. And to be liberated. As Allah already instructs us, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, 72 cents. He said, he going to tell us what we used to do. He going to tell us about that. He going to tell us about that. The reason, you know, all Allah leaders that Allah put upon this earth, they all have something to give us. Whether we agree upon it or not, Allah didn't make these Muslim brothers and sisters cowards to spread the religion of Al-Islam, the deen of Al-Islam. He ain't make them cowards. These brothers and sisters that no one talks about have forgotten were stronger than Mujahideens, Khalifas, Mu'minuns. And they looked the devil in the eye and told the devil no. They looked the devil in the eye and told him, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that spirit, Allah gave it to them so that they can be conquerors. And they were, and they still are. And their names will never be forgotten. Their lives and their death was for the pleasure of Allah. Their life was for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like our lives and our deaths is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why should it not be when Allah has created us? Why should it not be when Allah will give us death? Why should it not be when Allah will resurrect us from the death? Why should it not be? This order is the order of Allah, our Lord. Treat people fair. This is the order. Whether we like it or not. To feed the needy. Whether we like it or not. To take care of the orphans. Whether we like it or not. To address individuals in our own community, whether we like it or not. To help produce economics in our own community, whether we like it or not. The rich have ties for the poor, whether they like it or not. It's their obligation to take care of the poor, whether they like it or not. And it's the ummah. And it's the ummah duty to take care of the community, whether they like it or not. It is the order that's established by Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to carry out the order that Allah have gave the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to carry out. This is his order. You will not be into paradise, dear brothers and sisters, until you really want for your brother what you want for yourself. We will not be. I don't care how much of the minds that we've been introduced to, the wealth that we've been introduced to, the materialistic things that we've been introduced to, we will not get into the kingdom until we want for our brothers what we want for ourselves. So if we want for our brothers, we should at least want, and what can we do for our brothers and sisters? We should at least be able to address the ignorance in society. If you got to go to church and tell Bishop Eddie Long that what you're teaching is wrong. If you're a believer, you know how good it feels to tell somebody that Jesus ain't the Son of God? They're going to look at you crazy. If you're a believer, it's just to say it. You're going to feel an inspiration. It's like talking about the Rasulullah and Allah give you the spirit to wake your dead mentality up. It's like Allah favors us so that we can get this spirit that only Allah can give us, and that spirit should never die. It should multiply and multiply and multiply and multiply and multiply. But we are the ones. We are the chosen ones. We're the ones that our ancestors woke up 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, make sure the master was asleep. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful, Master of the Day of Judgment. Thee do we worship, thy aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those at whom has bestowed their grace, not of those who have occurred their wrath, and not of those who go not astray. I mean, we are those. We are descendants of those. And Allah put them on this earth for a reason. unless just so as Allah put you on this earth, us on this earth for a reason. Just so as He put Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the earth for a reason, dear brothers and sisters. I say this to say that we have to establish this order because we know the order of society. We see the order of our children. We see the order of our affairs not being rectified. We see the order of community life that got Allah, that got the Rasulah, but can't produce a dollar, have nowhere for the Ummah to stay, have nothing but La ilaha illallah. That's a blessing. But even Rasulullah knew that he had to advance the community, to get a community something, to establish a community. We learned this from Imam Jamil Al-Amin in Atlanta, Georgia. He had a masjid, and I said the man was brilliant and smart, if you ask me. They put their money in and bought the houses around the community and brought out the other people out of the community. That's pretty smart, if you ask me. Built up houses, fixed up houses. Some people that, you know, bought the masjid. I mean, that's brilliant. Why establish a masjid if you cannot establish a community? Why establish a community if you can't establish businesses? It don't make sense. It's not part of Islam. So may Allah give us this power and this spirit to come together, unify ourselves so that we can have a piece of this America, dear brothers and sisters, and we can at least start with our own brothers and our own Ummah, our own brothers and our own Ummah, and we can multiply and leave something to our children besides our debts, and besides we know who Allah is and who the Prophet is. We need something that's going to generate us some wealth, and y'all know, just like I know, dear brothers and sisters, the Arabs are the only ones really eating in America. The Arab Muslims got big money. Big money. But just like the Arabs, they work together. They work together. And the cookbars that we're giving on Fridays are irrelevant because we ain't producing. We know who Allah and Rasulullah is. We know who Allah and Rasulullah is. But we need cookbars and we need people to produce. And the only way in our power to produce, whether we like it or not, is to unify ourselves with with each other and to produce, build and produce. That's one thing that Abraham and Ishmael did. They built. It was builders. Built the Kaaba. They built the Kaaba. Built businesses. It was industrious. They built businesses. They took care of their families and the community. Worked together. It's not just stories and Quran to have us, why these Muslims are so beautiful, why the people who rejected Allah, why Allah brought the punishment down on them ASAP. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. That was for them, but that was for us to understand. If we turn our backs on Allah, we turn our backs on Rasulullah, we turn our backs on each other, then we are as fault, as guilt, just as disbelievers are. They're guilty. And we left our brothers out to dry, leave our sinners out to fend for themselves. We have to take this responsibility, and we have to utilize it. It shouldn't be one pressure on one person. It shouldn't. And one person who got wealth, they should teach it how to get it. We need it. We need what, brothers? We need, imagine if just one, the smallest masjid, everybody in that masjid were millionaires. You know how much help we can do to the community? The first thing that the European done when they, 62,000 of them came out of the Caucasus Mountains, built ships and swords and all these spears to take over the world. That was in their mind, to take over the world. They had a plan. They wanted, and they annihilated their their plan. But the first thing that one of the first things that they did was teach people what they wanted to teach people what they wanted to be taught. They starved the people, and then they fed them. They came back as their best friends, and they introduced their Savior to the world, and they called their Savior Jesus Christ. And this is something that we're fighting against today. Today, America, their brothers and sisters, is not that old. If you go back 400 years, it's four grandmamas. America ain't that old. This world ain't that old, brothers and sisters. What are you fighting for? Why haven't you joined this fight? May Allah accept our prayers and accept our mercy. May Allah give us mercy, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us his spirit to be conquerors and for us to utilize our order that Allah have gave us so that we can help each other first, yes, and then help our communities. Yes. I thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam. Thank you, Brother Raqib. Well, get ready to bring another brother up. He's been waiting in the wing, Brother from Columbia, Georgia, Brother Muhammad from Columbia, Georgia. See what he, bring him up and let him see what he got to say. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Muhammad.
Wa alaikum assalam. May Allah's peace and blessing be on everybody in the cube and out of the cube. Yudhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashadu ila ilaha illallah. Wa ashadu anna Muhammad ar-Rasulah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thank Allah again and much for permitting us to be here. And to show you how merciful Allah is, I'll use myself as an example, because I've really saw them do that. But Brother Rocky, you have delivered a message, but you also have shown us how Allah has used you as the message. Because you are the youth that the world is looking for. And the wise amongst us should always advise you. Stay focused like you are right now. Don't change to please the people. To the Lord to guide you and educate you and fine-tune you into how to find young believers like yourself and old believers like we are still striving to be. You are the youth that all of us old believers are praying for, especially those of you outside of the queue, because you have an opportunity to see a young believer in one God. And Prophet Muhammad is his messenger and has the type of faith, courage, and that will continue to be grow as long as he does not let any of us, and when I say us, I mean everybody who is still in America, still under the influence of the Shaitan, and knowingly or unknowingly are refusing to come out of this crazy world we live in, demand all to do right and forbid all to do wrong. So the message that will concern tonight is you and the youth that is just like you. But you have to be very mindful that Shaitan has his eyes on you, and those of us knowingly or unknowingly under his influence also has our eye on you. And we shall rally around you like I pray, inshallah, Allah, Allah, like I'm doing right now. I'm letting you know. You are one of the that we have been praying for, who has the intestinal fortitude to be satisfied with what Allah is telling you, guiding you, and showing you. And those of us who are still in a state of indecision, knowing or unknowing, we will follow you. once we get the leadership that Allah has prescribed for us. Study hard on the definition of Khalifa. Visit the wise that you know and seek out the wise who will share with you their Quranic blessings of the Arabia that Allah has given them and ask them to tell you the truth, the best of their ability, the meaning of Khalifa. Because that's what Imam Muhammad told us that we were almost 20-something years ago when I asked him, was we ready to have a Khalifa? But particularly him. By him not saying no or avoiding the question, but embraced it. He was telling everyone in the world, and especially those who Allah had given him as a supporter or associate or what all the different ways we claim we was related to him, that we had seen that he could be a Khalifa, he said, y'all are too. Because he knows if he was given the responsibility of being the Khalifa of the community of Imam Wafdeen Muhammad and everyone who wanted to support that and everybody in the world, he knew that he had to have other Khalifas waiting to support and join him. So you are right now like the wise are supposed to do, share with you. Is y'all come online, the young male and female future of the world who have no doubt in what they are being taught by Almighty God Allah, like each and every individual on this earth, but many of us unknowingly or knowingly reject the guidance that Allah give us because of the whispers of the shaitan and of our own souls. So I thank Allah that I'm a witness publicly that if you continue to change the way that Allah is letting you change because you do want to change, then we pray Allah that you and the other peers and that younger than you and a little bit older than you leaders that are coming, because the world needs true leadership to establish the halal on this planet that is needed so bad. So I thank Allah very much for letting me be a witness. And like we always say, and if I'm wrong about the vision that you have given all of us who heard you tonight, it's not to make you selfish, that anyone manipulates you, because you are special. You are the believers who we have been praying for, and like you said, those, which a lot of people don't even think about that. The Muslims in the day of slavery, well, they did just like what you said. They used to wake up in the middle of the night when the slave master was asleep and all the other different slaves of different ways of life weren't watching, they made dua for their children and all the children of the world to come, just like Ibrahim prayed for us. So what I'm saying is a part of the message of concern is strictly the truth, inshallah. Pray Allah that you will continue to look for those who bow down like you do to the word of Allah when it's given to them. They hear and they obey, and you'll know. Because if you could measure how the first time Allah blessed you to come on this message of concern, the way you're talking now, you will fully see what I'm saying. It's amazing to watch Allah help us when we pray for help. And he has helped you much. He is helping you really, really much to come to the forefront with the faith that you have to share with everybody, and especially those who have this responsibility of establishing this model community here in the United States of America. For others, the pattern they're uswa off of. And we get rid of the shaitan to where Allah wants us to put him at before that great day comes. So I thank you very much for being a part of what Allah wanted me to see in here tonight. It is such a great relief to see a young believer perfecting his belief, because it renews all of us pioneers. It renews all of us children to come who get the opportunity to hear you, not the physical you now, the message that is coming through you. So keep up the good work, and those of you outside this queue, especially who are not of the Islamic faith, we pray that you will pray for the work that we all are doing to be the youth of Al-Islam. These young children who are coming up in Al-Islam, they are here for you and the whole world. So also in your situation, do not let the knowledge and the type of faith you have keep on resisting Al-Islam, because Allah is going to continue to do his will. And he has chosen people that the world knows as Muslims. The believers among us, the movement amongst us, are trying to bring the whole world and the whole humanity back to being Khalifa, which you was created to be in the beginning. So keep up the good work, and may Allah's peace and blessings be on all of us. As-salamu alaykum. Thank you, Brother Akbar.
Well, let me bring Brother Hamid up. He got his hand up, and, you know, he wants to say something. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Hamid. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Hamid. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Hamid. But I mean, as a Mako. I'm trying to click him in. As a Mako, but I mean. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Amin. Trying to kick you in. Hey, let's go. Brother Amin, I'm trying to kick you in. I don't know what to tell you. Man, I'll tell you, don't know what this is. But I mean, I don't know what to tell you. You know more about this than I do. Might have to hang up and call right back. But I mean, well, we'll keep talking, but I mean, I hang up and call back, so I don't know what to tell them if they're mute. So I'll pray, who believe take that my deed? Bismillah, Rahman, or Rahim. I said, we lie, he 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 lie, we over the bad witness, and we testify. There is no God but one God. Proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation. And he has created this creation and planted us in it to test us, to see which one worthy of the great reward that he has kept hidden from us. So we keep praying, we keep living, and we are trying to do our very best to be the best Muslim that God has created. And God said the best one of us is one who obeys Allah the best. It makes no sense that he created somebody, and somebody who came to a prophet or messenger. No, we are all the children of Adam. Satan one divided us up on colors and geographic location, names and ideas. He the one did that. He did that to advance his cause, not our cause. Divide human being up. Human beings should not be divided on economics. But we are. American, African American, own nothing of any value in America. A car, a house, a few different houses, a few different land, but they own no grocery store. They own no farmland that produce good food. Not all African Americans, but the majority of us have become lazy, have become dependent on what Satan have created. Allah said, Oh Allah, I am performing this with complete faith in thee and believe in the truth, thou book, and in the fulfillment of the pledge to thee, and in the way of the summons of thy prophets. So we believe in the prophets. They said, oh Allah, forgive me and my sin, and purify my heart and expand my chest. Give me spiritual illumination, and make my task easy, and preserve me among those whom thou hast preserved. So Allah is giving us the direction that people say, nobody tell me what to do. Then they better not read the Quran or the Bible or the Torah, because in no books are a guidance or direction coming from God, who is your creator and who is telling you what to do. Nobody has the best prayers like the Muslims. I believe that. Our book says, why pray are often in congregation in the daily prayer. Only for each prayer that offered in the congregation are not sooner or what should one do if one missed the congregation from any prayer part? You should make it up later. I shall Allah forgive them and make the prayer up. So we have all the good understanding of prayer. How to line up. Keep a straight line. 5 prayers a day. And these 5 prayers help our 5 senses, help our behavior, help our way of life. The prayer do all that for us. But people don't pray because their favorite movie star, basketball player, they don't see them pray. So these people they have chosen are leading them in the wrong direction. So we're here tonight, 5-6 nights a week, talk radio station, calling the people away from the images that have caused us to be divided, have caused one to think they're better than the other. But I understand there's still some among us calling ourselves white and black. And our skin is brown. We get stuck in a situation. Instead of we trying to find our way out, we compromise. I'm going to say this because I don't want to say it. But I told my daughter, one of my oldest daughters, I said, don't call the children goats. He is a goat. He's a child goat. I'm going to call Ted goat because I know you're a Muslim and you want to be correct. And I'm going to say goat. I said, okay, you say what you want to. But when you get around and tell the people, they know that you have you do not have much intelligence because a goat is a child is a goat, a baby goat. And when you say children, you talk about all children. So I never called us no goat. But if that's what you want to say, you got a right to say that because people are going to be looking at you as being unintelligent. And that's what you want. That is what you get. And I will not interfere with you saying what you want to say. I will not interfere with you saying what you want to say. I will not interfere with that. So praises be to Allah, the Lord and cherished sustainer of the world. You can't force anybody to do anything. The only thing you can do is make the message clear. And Allah choose who he please, whoever he please. And we have nothing to do with it. Some people, Allah does not want. They done got off the course so far to the left that they don't want to come back. And Allah do not want them back. And Allah say here, put a veil over their eyes and over their hearing. And the wrath they're going to incur that he's going to put on. So, Brother Muhammad, Brother Rakim, you still there?
Yes, sir.
You got anything else you'd like to say before we get ready to close?
Yes, sir. Bismillah. The direction to I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our community and the direction that we should be headed towards is the best for all humanity, all people. Because they are brothers. They are our brothers. And they are misguided. And the influences of Satan have took out of the made their hearts hard. Made them not concerned, made them pay more attention to their sincere advisors. So they're not humanly. They're unhumanly. They're unhumanly. Important that we remind them who they are. And if Allah so granted that they can see it. And we should be able to put ourselves in the church. This is something that we should all want for ourselves, for our community, for our ummah. And may Allah guide our ummah and protect our ummah and bless our ummah to face these challenges of society, confront the evil, defeat it, and to make it normal for righteousness to be upon earth. The righteousness to be upon earth, and give the people of the streets the darkness, give them some light. Give them some light, because they deserve it. They deserve it. They deserve to hear something that they don't hear nowhere else. They don't hear church. They don't hear at the masjids. They don't hear just in their cars on the radio. And we know how complicated evil, the vices, all these devices. That, you know, it's a different type of breed than when we was growing up, than the elders were growing up, and even when I was growing up, different. But I see difference in Allah's creation by the, I shouldn't say, they're not inferior. The youngsters are not, they're not scared. Youth are not, they're not scared. They're not scared, and they don't want to be superiorized. They need order. That's all they need. They need order. And the mamas can't do it. The fathers definitely don't want to do it. Law enforcement, they don't want to do it. But it's their job to not to teach them, but to detain them. Detain their aggression or detain their mental health or the sickness from mental health. All of these could be cured. You know, our children could come back to their senses. The violence of that America has been taken in, our Christian brotherhood. 95% of our Christian brothers are killing each other. Not to say it's not being affected in our own community. But they are not being met with the challenge to understand that they are smart, intelligent, important servants of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're not being told this. They're being told the meals are very not, they're not good for anything. They're acting out of it. What makes them feel a little superior, a little weed or alcohol, the same way it made us feel. But the extent of their feeling death in the streets of America with our African-American little brother's blood on the streets. Grief. It's hurtful. Hurtful if you're a caring person. Hurtful if you understand what Allah wants for us to do and build. It's hurtful. Curious. Because they can be Muslims. They can be Muslims. And we are the ones that give them this message that Allah has gave us. They need chance. They need opportunity. They need jobs.
Let me see what Brother Muhammad want to say, let him close out with a prayer. Brother Muhammad, assalamu alaikum.
May Allah make it easy.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Assalamu alaikum.
You got the last word? Wa alaikum
assalam. No, when you close out? Yeah. All right. Udu billahi mina shaitani rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in Ihdina Siratal Mustaqim Siratal Ladina An'amta Alayhim Dairil Madubi Alayhim Wala Dolin. Amen. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, I got some. Thank you, everybody, for coming. May Allah continue to bless us with Juma Mubarak. We'll see you here.
Juma Mubarak.
Said Juma Mubarak. Assalamu
alaikum. Wa alaikum assalamu alaikum. Allahu Akbar.